talk to you about what took place yesterday and a couple of days ago. I'm going to have asked Evelyn to come up here with me.
Yes, now.
Yes!
We decided to get back into going out, reaching the lost in evangelism with the Father's Heart Evangelism Ministry. And we were at ShopRite yesterday at the Linden Plaza. It was an awesome time, and the people were very receptive to Holy Ghost, you know. We laughed, we joked, and it was just really, really awesome. And there was a couple of people that really touched our hearts. And I asked Evelyn to come up because I don't want to always be the one talking. I want her to share her experience, and then I'll tell you about mine as well.
Amen.
I think the one that stood out to me was this young man, Travis. I went in to get some yogurt since I was at ShopRite.
Might as well.
Yes. And I saw him, and then, like, he disappeared. So I was like, I know I have to talk to him. And, like, you know, I hung around here, and I couldn't see him anymore. So I came out, and I told her about it. And then I started to talk to this lady, and all of a sudden I look, and she's talking to the guy. And I was like, huh. So I couldn't get him, so she got him. Okay, that's good. And then towards the end of the outreach, we went inside the ShopRite. And I looked up, and for some reason, the number 8 just started to, like, say, come over here. So I said, let's go to aisle number 8. And who was there? Travis. So I'm like, okay, Lord, who do you want me to talk to? And I'm, you know, looking at him, and I'm like, okay, it's him again. And I just basically told him what the Lord, you know, has for him. And I said, I know that my friend Jackie prayed for you. I said, but I just want you to know, like, the number 8 represents new beginnings.
Yes.
And the Lord is getting ready to do some new things in your life. And I didn't know that Jackie wasn't listening to that. And, like, as we're walking out of aisle number 8, she says the same thing. And I was like, I just told him that. So it was just really cool because, you know, like, God had his eye on this guy and, like, really pointing him out to us.
That's awesome.
Right.
Yay. Yeah, it was an awesome time. Scott was with us, too. And I want to thank everyone for keeping us up in prayer that couldn't be there. We felt your prayers. God was truly moving through each of us. I got there about 2:30. It started at 3. And as immediately after I got out of my car, the Lord showed me someone. Because, you know, God highlights people to you sometimes. And it was this gentleman. He was standing out there. I believe he was a crossing guard. They have crossing guards now. And the Lord said to me, he said he has a physical condition. And I said, okay. So, but I'm seeing the back of him, you know. So I walked up, and I'm looking around to see if, you know, the folks that were coming out were coming. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm ready. So I'm just going to go for it, you know. When they get here, they get here. So I went to the gentleman, and I said, oh, hi, by the way, my name is Jackie. And I said, I noticed that he was standing, not only was he a crossing guard, but he was also taking donations for kidneys and dialysis and things like of that nature. So I was like, okay, cool. Is this the physical condition? I'm asking the Lord at that time. So, but that wasn't it. So I said to him, I said, oh, well, I see you here for, you know, you're on a mission, you know. And I said, I'm on a mission too from God. And I said, I'm led here, you know, to just talk to you. Would that be okay? I mean, I don't want to interrupt with your schedule or your job. And he said, no, that would be mighty fine. And I said, okay. And I said, well, do you need prayer for anything? And he said, oh, I need prayer for lots of things. And I said, okay, well, do you have at least one specific thing? And he said, just lots, lots. And I said, okay, well, God can handle lots, so let's pray for lots, you know. But I said to him, I said, can I put my hand on your shoulder? Okay. Sometimes when I don't get anything right away, I touch and I receive. So yeah. That's where I was going.
Nice.
But that's why how I felt led. So I touched him on the shoulder, and right away the Lord revealed to me the condition. Okay? So before I got ready to tell him the condition, he said, diabetic and a heart pacemaker. I was like, oh, that's all, you know, about to say, because the Lord had shown me that. So I just started praying over that, and he said, yeah, and other things. But the other things, you know, God had already told personal things going on in his life. The thing was, this man was so blessed. He said, take all the time you need and just pray for everybody, he said. And he says, I thank you, because if there were more people out there like you, you know, this world would be a better place.
Yes.
And I said, well, you take care. So then I touched the donation box, and I said, in the name of Jesus, may you get all the donations that you need, that and more. And
amen.
Lord and behold, it seems like 10 or 20 people that came by, they was just putting in money. And he looked at me with a big old smile. And I was like this, because I was standing right across from him. I said, I'm just going to stand over here. I'm not going to bother anyone. I said, you're here for your purpose, and I'm here for mine. And he said, sure. Do what you have to do. So in the midst of that, then Evelyn came. And we were just ministering to the people on the outside, the ShopRite, as they were coming. I said, Lord bless you. He loves you. Have a good day. Have a wonderful holiday. Anything that the Lord would have me to say, get the attention. And I was so surprised that a lot of people responded.
Nice.
They smiled. We asked people, can I pray for you? They were standing there with their cigarettes and all, acting all cool. I said, it's okay. Jesus is cool too. And just pray and stuff like that. But like Evelyn said, Travis had came, and he was standing like against the wall. We were still outside at this point. And I looked over at him. Now, I did not know that she saw him already. I had no idea, because she was in the store. We didn't talk. She was doing her thing inside, and I was outside doing mine. And I saw Travis, and I looked, and I was like, interesting. And I was like, okay, Lord. So I said, young man. He said, yeah. And he said, can I speak to you for a minute? He said, sure. And he started trying to put his cigarette. I said, no, you cool. And I said, I just want to tell you that Jesus loves you. Do you believe that? He said, And I said, no, he does. And I said, can I just pray to you? And he said, sure. And so, again, I got the feeling thing. So I put my hand on his shoulder. And immediately, I started getting a prophetic word for him. So I released the word, okay, something along the lines of open doors, a sense of humor. I don't remember exactly what it was. But the thing is that after I finished speaking with him, he looked at me and he said, that's crazy. How do you know that about me? And I just laughed and I said, that's nobody but Holy Ghost. I said, he's been knocking on your door. Are you willing to let him in?
Woo.
And he just looked at me. He said, that's crazy. I can't believe you said something. Nobody knew, but you knew. He was like, oh, my God. And I said, Travis, can I give you a hug? He said, sure. And he said, and you can pray for me anytime you want. And I said, okay, no problem. So I didn't know, because Evelyn was ministering to another young lady. I didn't know that about that until she told me. She goes, I'm glad you got him. And I said, who? She said, the guy. I said, oh, Travis. And she goes, that's who I saw inside. And I said, oh, okay. So he was really blessed. There was a couple of people that we saw being raised. There was this one lady. By this time, I was on fire going down the aisles. And I was like, I came through one aisle. I think it was aisle 8. And I said, everybody over here, I just want to tell you, Jesus loves you. He really, really loves you.
Hey,
I love
it.
Right through the crowd. And they looked at me. This one lady, she was standing there. I turned around. She had this poncho on, long, pretty black. I said, can I just give you a hug? Because I just really feel like hugging today. Now, y'all, most of you guys know that God is delivering me. Okay? The hugger is Rosa, not Jackson. God is delivering me. But I was in a hugging mood yesterday. I hugged the lady, and she was so, so blessed. She goes, oh, my God. That was so nice and everything, you know. The thing is, long story short, is that God was truly moving yesterday at ShopRite.
Amen.
He was truly moving and touching people. Most of the times in the holidays are coming up, people are rushing and they don't really want to hear you or anything. But people were receptive to prayer. They put smiles on their faces. And I can't wait till we go and do it again, you know, wherever the Lord leads us.
Yeah.
Because he was really moving. I know for a fact, and I know Evelyn knows and Moses Scott, he's not here yet, but we were all blessed because those people were touched. And I believe that they were healed in ways that I could never imagine, but God knows.
Wow.
So that's one segment of what I want to share. The other one has to do with me. Okay, and I'm gonna try to hurry some of those.
No, go ahead, take your time.
This is kind of painful.
Love you, Jeff.
Yeah, take the time.
Absolutely.
Many of you don't know, but I love evangelism. I love speaking to people, and God uses me a lot at work. And there's this one lady there that has Lyme disease, and now her face has Bell palsy as a result of that. And I've been praying for her. And the first time I prayed for her, I caught her right in the bathroom. And she says, "You're going to pray for me?" I said, "Yes." And then she says, "You believe that he can heal me?" I said, "Yes," like that. And she goes, "Okay." She says, "But I don't know. I hope so." So I knew she didn't really believe, but I still believe. So I stand in the gap for her.
Amen.
So I prayed for her, and I've been praying for her ever since. Granted, some change, not a whole lot, but I'm still praying, and I'm still believing. Okay, so what happened? Saturday, the Lord brought her to my mind. And so I lifted her up in prayer again. Okay, I came here Sunday. Pastor Gary's daughter was, she was on fire. She was just on fire. She was just on fire. Really blessed us. I'm still chewing on that today. And she came over to me, and like I knew when I first greeted her, I just knew that she had something for me. I just didn't know what. Anyway, long story short, she came over to me and she grabbed my hand and she said, "The enemy has been trying to take your life." And she said a lot of other things I don't quite remember, but that I did remember because it's familiar to me. This is something that I have known. I just don't like to give the enemy place, but I do get weak at times. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to front. I mean, I'm very straight up. So when she said that to me, I said, "Yeah," I said, "but God's got my back." This was Sunday, okay? I believe it was Monday.
Monday
that I woke up with my face swollen on one side and my mouth crooked. You probably can see, okay? And I believe it was Monday. It was last week. I don't remember exactly the day, but I woke up this way at 5 o'clock in the morning. I do what I normally do, go to the bathroom, look in the mirror, say, "Thank you, Jesus, for waking me up," start laughing, and "I'm the apple of your eye, I'm so cute," and all this other stuff. This is what I do in the morning. And then I noticed my mouth was crooked, and my face looked swollen. I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "What happened?" I said, "I was fine when I went to bed, but then again, I remembered that on Sunday night, I think it was, I had a sharp pain from the back of my neck coming over. And it kind of touched the back of my ear and into my eye. But I didn't pay it any mind because I also have high blood pressure. So I figured maybe my pressure was up and I was going through one of those headaches or whatever. I prayed and I went to bed. So anyway, I woke up like this, went to work. Driving to work, I said, "Jesus, you're going to have to take the wheel because my eyes kept getting blurred, both of them." Jesus. And I was like, "You have to take the wheel." I said, "Because I can't drive like this." So sure enough, he did. He drove me all the way to Saddlebrook, got to work, and I'm there working. And my cousin's mother, she said, "Jackie, you're crazy." And I was like, "Yeah." I said, "Isn't it cute?" Like that. And she was like, "You're so crazy." But I said, "No, I woke up this way, you know, like that." And she was like, "You have got to get to the doctor." Anyway, I text the group so they could pray for me. I text my daughter, my other daughter, not Jessie, the other one, because she's in the medical field, and she says, "You got to call your doctor," because she thought it was some type, you know, attack or whatever, stroke or something. So anyway, I stayed at work till about 11:30, called the doctor. She told me to come in, and I was diagnosed with Bell's palsy. But so ironic is that the girl that I've been praying for has the same thing. Hers was caused due to Lyme disease. They did blood work. I don't have Lyme disease. I don't have inflammation of my organs, which they thought it could be that. They said it could be coming from stress. Okay, no problem. I wasn't producing any tears. The swelling is going down. My mouth is still a little crooked. But I wasn't producing any tears. On Friday, they were giving a movie here. And I had asked my family to come. They didn't want to come. I said, okay. I started to stay home because I didn't want to go by myself. And it was like last minute thing. But I said, something told me go. Well, that something is Holy Spirit. I always say something. I'm a Puerto Rican. We can't never name anything. Holy Spirit said, come. Come, you know, go. And so I came to the movie and stuff like that. And I was, like, so glued to this movie. Like, my eyes were so focused. And it was just blessing me. And I heard the Lord say, do you believe? And immediately I said, yes. And I kid you not, I felt his hands massaging my face.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. And I just sat there like frozen while he was massaging my face and watching the movie. Because the name of the movie, I believe it was Do You Believe?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
And it was about evangelism, which is my passion, you know. And I'm just there like, wow, like frozen. And the Lord's just massaging my face. And my tears just started flooding. I wasn't producing tears. And this one was starting to tear a little bit, but the other one was dry. Both of them was just flooding. I couldn't stop crying. I was fine. I was calm. I was smiling. I was talking, but my tears were just coming down and coming down and coming down. So I declare that I'm healed. I don't care what it looks like.
Yes.
The enemy don't got me. God does. Right. And he showed that to me in more ways than one. Even in that theater, he met me. I wasn't even asking. I was so focused in the movie and so moved because I knew we were going out through the outreach, and I wanted things to happen. And I'm knocking on God's door. You know what I'm saying? Jesus knocking at the door. Listen, I was knocking on his door. I wanted things to happen. And that movie really impacted me. But God met me, guys. He met me and he touched my face.
Oof.
You know, he rubbed my face. He gave me love. But then he went even deeper than that. Remember I said I'm not a hugger. Okay? I love. But I ruled out love. Okay? I love Jesus. I love people. But because of all the hurts that have gone on in my life throughout the years, deep down in my heart, I kind of like said, no love. I don't want to love again. I just don't want to be hurt. You know, orphan spirit.
Sure.
Okay, come on now. Orphan spirit. And God, not only did he touch my face, but he touched my heart in such a way.
Thank you, Jesus.
That he put that zeal back in my heart again. And I'm in love with him again like it was my first time.
Woo. Jesus.
But most important, I'm in love with myself.
Yes.
Because I wasn't loving myself. Yes. That's where it was deep.
Wow.
Okay? So we can come here, praise God, hallelujah, give a good message, a good word, but you don't know what's really going on. You could appear to be strong, but there's some weaknesses deep down in it. And I'm not ashamed to say it. That was the weakness I had. And again, I quote, I had. Right. Okay? Today I got dressed. I said, I want to be comfortable. Totally forgot about the sweatsuit and what does it have.
Love.
So, now I'm wearing it on the inside, but it's on the outside too. So I just really wanted to share my heart with you and just let you know how real God is. And I don't care what the condition of the outside is. I know the inside is working. It is Jesus. It is alive. And it will come forth. I am healed. Yes.
Amen.
I'm declaring that.
Amen.
And I even declare, I'll lay hands on people, even on your big toe. I don't care. That's how it is with me right now. Because I want to see God move in people's lives. I don't want us to go through life struggling like we don't have a Jesus. Like if he's not worthy, like if he's not mighty, because he is.
Yep.
The devil is defeated. He's a defeated foe. You know, we're mighty in Christ, and we can do all things through him. And I just want to just leave that with you, that we can do all things through him, and he's moving, and he's moving through us. And there's nothing much that you have to do. He's come, and he takes over, just like he's taken over in me. Amen?
Amen.